death threats, assaults, vandalism, over 40 acts of left-wing thuggery in October, so far. By John Nolte on October 29, 2018. Left-wing activists and organized mobs have committed some 40 acts of violence and thuggery against President Trump and his supporters in October, and there are still 2 days to go. The left's wanton acts of violence, vandalism, harassment, bullying, combined with the establishment media's defense and justification of same, more than doubled the 16 recorded acts in September and 18 acts in August. Contributing to this threatening atmosphere of violence is, of course, the looming midterm elections and the bitter fight to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. While the establishment media attempt to pin the appalling crimes of a serial criminal and vehement Trump hater on Trump and his supporters, an act that will only gin up more hate and violence against Trump and his supporters, throughout the country Republicans are facing organized acts of criminality and harassment at the rate of nearly 1.5 per day. Thus far, in October, there was an assassination attempt against President Trump. October 3, 2018, Rison and threatening letter sent to Trump. This assassination attempt also targeted high-ranking Trump officials. October 3, 2018, Defense Secretary James Mattis and FBI Director Wray sent Rison letters. The New York Times openly fantasized about Trump's assassination. October 25, 2018, New York Times runs story fantasizing about Trump's assassination. One MSNBC commentator called for the military to remove Trump from office. October 18, 2018, MSNBC guest calls on military to remove Trump. There appears to have been an assassination attempt against Senator Susan Collins, Army, for her support of Brett Kavanaugh. October 16, 2018, person claimed Rison was in letter sent to Senator Collins' home. No fewer than 5 Republican campaign centers and a club have been vandalized, update, 6. October 29, 2018, update. 4 shots fired into Volusia County, Florida Republican headquarters, police say. October 2, 2018, vandals hit Eagle GOP headquarters with rape graffiti. October 25, 2018, G.O.P. headquarters vandalized in Iowa City, Iowa. October 23, 2018, boulder thrown through Rep. McCarthy's, RCA, office window. October 12, 2018, GOP office vandalized in Mesa, Arizona. October 12, 2018, Antifa smash windows, deface doors of Metropolitan Republican Club in Manhattan. There have been 12 rape and death threats aimed at Republicans, their families, and supporters. October 24, 2018, NJ GOP congressional candidate receives letter threatening his children. October 19, 2018, New York man charged with threatening 2 senators over Kavanaugh support. October 16, 2018, DFL employee calls for Republicans to be beheaded. October 8, 2018, leftist teacher tweets, "So who's gonna take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh?" October 15, 2018, Vermont GOP House candidate receives death threat. October 7, 2018, Senator Cory Gardner claims wife received a beheading video over Kavanaugh vote. October 4, 2018, Republican senators hit with death threats amidst Kavanaugh fight. October 8, 2018, Rand Paul's wife, "I sleep with a loaded gun thanks to leftist threats." October 6, 2018, Senator Collins flooded with abusive tweets threatening death, violence. October 17, 2018, TN restaurant owner's life threatened for renting space to GOP's Marsha Blackburn. October 11, 2018, anti-Trump protester threatens to rape conservative reporter. There have been 9 assaults and attempted assaults against Republicans. October 18, 2018, Dem operative for Soros-funded group arrested for battery against Nevada GOP candidate's campaign manager. October 6, 2018, Kavanaugh protesters accost elderly Trump supporter. October 5, 2018, protesters chase Graham to his car saying they will remove him from office. October 2, 2018, GOP Congressman Andy Harris, RMD, assaulted by protesters. October 10, 2018, Susan Rice's Republican son assaulted at pro-Kavanaugh event. October 16, 2018, left-wing comedian gets physical with Trump supporter at Hooters. October 16, 2018, Republican candidate Shane McClain punched in Minnesota restaurant. October 16, 2018, Republican State Representative Sarah Anderson assaulted in Minnesota. October 13, 2018, video. Republican Justin Farid's campaign canvasser allegedly chased, assaulted. There have been 6 acts of harassment and open calls to harass Republicans. October 28, 2018, left-wing mobs disrupt Marsha Blackburn, RTN, rally. October 20, 2018, watch angry leftists harass McConnell, wife at restaurant, why don't you get out of here? October 17, 2018, Portland Antifa tells 9/11 NYPD widow your husband should fucking rot in the grave. October 17, 2018, professor calls for harassing Republicans at restaurants, sticking fingers in their salads. October 8, 2018, left-wing terrorist group Antifa takes over Portland, harasses old man. October 6, 2018, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, harassed at airport. October 1, 2018, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, badgered at airport by anti-Kavanaugh activists. 3 high-ranking Democrats have called for more violence and incivility. October 21, 2018, Obama's former Deputy Secretary of State, Philippe Raine, says harassment of McConnell and his wife is fine. October 9, 2018, Hillary Clinton opposes civility with Republicans. October 10, 2018, Eric Holder tells Dem activists, when they go low, we kick 'em. October 10, 2018, CNN says mobs have constitutional right to chase Republicans out of restaurants. Gov. Cuomo, DNY, said Republicans deserve to have their Manhattan club vandalized. October 16, 2018, Governor Cuomo, DNY, blames GOP for Antifa attack on Manhattan club. A left-wing news outlet blamed Republican Representative Steve Scalise for nearly being murdered. October 8, 2018, Raw Stories editor, Steve Scalise accomplice to his attempted murder. A Trump supporter's truck was lit on fire. October 11, 2018, a truck with Trump 2020 bumper stickers was left at a bar overnight. Someone set it on fire. At the time of writing, Breitbart News has recorded over 625 events of this kind against Trump and his supporters. The media either ignore, downplay, or justify these attacks. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.